Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Always great to have your company and chat coming through. Keep them coming through on the 40 Winks Temper text 0433 98 11 16. The all-new Temper Pro, Temper's most adaptive mattress ever, is here. Temper mattresses like no other. The Melbourne Mavericks updates are for Flight Centre. Book your very own travel expert in-store today with Flight Centre. And you've got the Flight Centre people, plenty of places around Australia that can help you out. So make sure you drop into your local Flight Centre if you're headed somewhere. And we're going to be talking quite a bit about the Melbourne Mavericks. Shea Bolton-Brown's been good enough to join us, Melbourne Mavericks General Manager of Netball. Good enough to join us in the studio. Shea, welcome to you. Great to have you on.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
How did you see the opening game? I know you would have liked to have done better, but you did okay.
Yeah, well, I saw it through a few tears in my eyes, to be honest, because I think it was the epitome of all the hard work that had been going on in and around SCN for the last 8 months to bring a team up from scratch. Despite the result, it was just such a special day, and to have 8,500 people at John Cain Arena, to have the feedback that we received around the match experience, and just to be there and see that it was alive and well was, pretty special.
So, Shay, for those on the outside looking at stories and reading stories about, you know, netball's got this happening and that happening when it comes to contracts and the money, and then we see a full house virtually for a game like this, it looks like netball's flying.
Absolutely. I mean, netball, you know, it's the world's best netball competition. So we've got that right on our doorstep. These are the best athletes in the world going absolutely hammer and tong on the netball court. And I think that that's just something that's really unique to women's sport in Australia. I think as well, there's just so many aspects of it that are just so friendly. It's a pretty short game. It's in town. It's a fun day out. It just appeals to all, we're calling them our girl dads, as well as our sort of little netty rebels that are young and up and coming. There's just so many people that we can cater to on a match day.
There's a lot of people I know that go and take their kids. I'm a Sarah Jones I work with her Sunday, but her kids were at the game as well, going on her Instagram. It looks like there are a lot of kids who are absolutely loving what netball brings to them for entertainment.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we're going to town on making sure that it's, fun for the kids, but equally as fun for the adults. Like, I don't think that they have to be too far between. I mean, I know that I've gone to Melbourne United games in the past with my 3-year-old son, and it's catered not towards him, but he loves it, and he just thinks it's the best. He just needs to see the smoke and the clappers and the cheerleaders and all of that, and he just thinks it's absolutely awesome. And I'm sitting there going, I am appreciating fantastic sport. I am entertained, and it's something that I want to do with my son. It's an experience, you know, there's not that many, you know, sort of kids experiences that as an adult and as a mum that I'm actually, ready to sign up. I think, we're competing for who gets to take, the son out to the game.
And we talk a lot about the value add, which is awesome, but the sport itself, the actual on-court stuff needs to be of a high quality, and that's what we got on the weekend.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I retired, I can't even remember how many years ago, but maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And since then, even, the quality of athleticism is just going through the roof. I was in awe of these athletes on the weekend and continue to be when I get to see them down at Waverley training as well. Melbourne Vixens, it was the start of just such an awesome rivalry. And I know that every single game from here on in against them particularly is just going to have the, best form of netball that you're going to get.
And how will you go against the Swifts?
Yeah, we're going up against the absolute. We've got a few tough competitions ahead. We've got Vixens followed by Swift followed by Fever, which, you know, could, you know, arguably be considered some of the best performers in the league over the last few years. And I think that's exactly what we need to have. I think, you know, one of our bits for us is that, you know, netball is a sport about connections. And so it's going to be a time on court piece, and it's going to be a learning how to win piece. You know, netball isn't about, you know, the list that you have. It's about the connections that you have on court. And this is something that we are rapidly developing. But to be, you know, competing at the highest level, that's how you challenge those partnerships. And I think that with these, you know, this is the level that we know we have to play at. And so being able to face that competition early on is really, really important to our build.
And are you surprised how quickly you've been able to get the Mavericks, a crowd and a good team, be competitive? It was brought together pretty quickly.
Yeah, it was really quick. I think, yeah, I was looking across, you know, we're on to, you know, planning for everything else. But I think, you know, game one was certainly that light at the end of the tunnel and what we were all aiming towards. And we're all looking across each other in the office today to see, like, is anyone else really tired? Bit sleepy. But yeah, it's been the epitome of all this hard work. And I think that's what thrilled me the most on Sunday, was just seeing not just the athletes doing the thing they do with passion and purpose and fire and energy. It was seeing, you know, our events manager do her thing with fire and energy and passion and expertise and mastery. It was seeing all of these people that make up the Melbourne Mavericks and SEN doing their thing. And I think there's nothing more inspiring than seeing someone do the thing that they're both passionate about and the best at. And I was looking around John Cain Arena and I just saw that in every direction I looked, whether it was on the court or off.
And a question without notice, but for those people who want to jump on board, I understand the merch has been jumping off the shelves as well. For those people who want to jump on board, buy a membership?
Yeah, absolutely. Head to our website, melbournemavericks.com. Also download the app. That's the easiest way to get absolutely everything from merch to tickets to memberships. We're playing our next home game on the 27th of April against the West Coast Fever, which is going to be an absolute belter. Our Mav Scott will be revealed at that particular game as well.
Nice.
So there's a lot to be looking forward to, and we'd love to see as many people down there for our second ever match.
Great to have you, Shay. Really appreciate you coming on. We'll be talking regularly, so we'll be talking after a win next time we chat.
Absolutely.
Shay Bolton-Brown, Melbourne Mavericks General Manager of Netball, in the studio. Back with more of your calls and your texts. Lost in the Wash still to come. The Melbourne Mavericks updates are for Flight Centre, the travel experts. You can book with your very own travel expert in store today at Flight Centre, and they are everywhere.